Reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 5, Text 118. This is the Vyasa Puja ceremony held on Guru Purnima, the beginning of Chaturmasya, when Lord Chaitanya, Vishwambhara, was arranging for the worship of Nityananda as Guru. Text 118, Chapter 5. Samikari shabde se balena krishna prati bhakti vina kakana nahaya anyamati. He addresses Krishna as Swami or Lord. His mind never deviates from devotional service. This is Vrindavan Das Thakur is glorifying the greatness or Mahima of Lord Nityananda Balaram. So this Swami means Lord. Sri Baladev Prabhu, he addresses Krishna as Swami because he does not think of anything other than the service of Krishna. Sehi Prabhu Apane Ananta Mahashai Nityananda Mahaprabhu Janiha Nishchai. Know for certain that the Lord who is known as Ananta is non-different from Nityananda Prabhu. Yihate Jai Nityananda Balarama Prati Beda Drishti Henakari Se Mudha Mati. Mudha Mati means ass brain, fool's consideration. Therefore, anyone who discriminates between Nityananda and Balaram is certainly a fool. Beda drishti. Drishti means if he sees Beda drishti, if he sees a difference. Because Nityananda Prabhu is directly Lord Balaram. So his mati, his intelligence, is polluted by illusion if he thinks differently. Seva vigraha, seva vigraharapati. Anadara jara Vishnustani aparada sarvata tahar. One who disrespects the servitor personality of Godhead certainly commits an offense to Lord Vishnu. The seva vigraha. The seva vigraha means the supreme personality of servitorship Godhead. This is Nityananda Balaram. He's a seva vigraha. So one who disrespects that servitor personality of Godhead commits an offense, Vishnu aparadi. So the worshipable object is called the seva vigraha, or the object of service. And one who serves that worshipable object is called the servitor personality of Godhead. Swayamrup Brajendra Nandan is the eternal object of worship, and Swayam Prakash Baladev is the eternal abode of worship. Krishna's Vishai Vigraha and his energies headed by Baladev are Ashray Vigrahas or Sevaka Vigrahas, abodes of worship. One who respects the Sevya Vigraha while disrespecting the Sevak Vigraha can never please the Sevya Vigraha. Rather, he becomes an object of neglect and falls in the mire of offense. In the Adi Puran, Lord Krishna addresses Arjuna. Ye me bhakta jana parta, na me bhaktas chate janaha, mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktas te me bhaktatama mataha. My dear Partha, those who claim to be my devotees are not my devotees, but those who claim to be devotees of my devotees are actually my devotees. Text 122. Vrindavan Das Thakur continues. Brahma Maheshwara Vandya Jadyapi Kamala Kamala Tabutanra Swabhava Charana Seva Kela. Although Kamala, the goddess of fortune, is worshipped by Brahma and Shiva. Her natural tendency is to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. Svabhav. Svabhav charana seva kila. So she's always playing there, doing charana seva. That's her svabhav, her nature. Kamala is Lakshmi Devi. Sarva shakti samanvita shesha bhagavan tarapi svabhava dharma seva se tahan. Lord Shesh is endowed with all energies, sarva shakti samanvita. Yet, it is his natural characteristic to serve the Lord. Svabhava dharma, seva. His dharma, his essential characteristic, is his dharma, his religion, his duty. Svabhava, his natural characteristic, is seva. Shesha Bhagavan. And this is the natural characteristic of everyone. Every jiva, every expansion of the Lord is expanded in existing for his pleasure, for his seva, beginning with Balaram, Radharani, and everyone. Ateva tanharaje sabhava kahite santosha payena prabhu sakala haite. Therefore the Lord is most satisfied to glorify his characteristics. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he achieves the greatest pleasure while describing the glories of his devotees. So this is the non-envious attribute of the spiritual world. That everything is pervaded by love. Love means appreciation, service of the beloved, pleasure of the beloved, dedication, and selflessness, and purity, satisfaction, fulfillment, charm, beauty, and sweetness. This is the supreme dominion of pure love in Goloka Vrindavan. So the Lord himself is santosh. Prabhu Vishwambhara Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gets great pleasure, santosh. It's his nature to glorify all of his devotees. He achieves the greatest pleasure. In the material world, people get the greatest pleasure by glorifying themselves. And they find it rather distasteful to hear the glories of another. They become envious. Ishvarera sabhava kevala bhaktavash visheshe prabhuramuke shunite ye jash. It is a natural characteristic of the Supreme Lord to remain controlled by his devotees. Kevala bhakta vasha. The Lord takes special pleasure in glorifying his devotees. Ishvara sabhav. The Lord is controlled by his devotees, and that is his nature. There's a famous verse in the ninth canto. And this Durvasa Ambarish Leela, where the great Rishi Durvasa Muni was instructed personally by Lord Vishnu about the great glories of the pure devotees like Ambarish Maharaj. And in that discussion, the ninth canto, chapter 4, verse 63, very famous verse, the Lord says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Aham Bhakta Paradino, Yaswatantra Iva Dvija, Sadubir Grastaridayo, Bhakter Bhakta Janapriya. Because generally, Bhagavan Sri Krishna is known as Swatantra. He's Abhigya and Swarat. He is completely independent, Swarat and Abhigya, all-knowing. Swatantra means independent. But in this verse, Lord Vishnu is telling Rishi Durvasa that he's Aswatantra. He's not independent. Aham Bhakta Paradino. I am controlled, Paradino, by my devotees. I give up my independence in front of them. I'm completely under the control of my devotees. And I'm not at all independent. Aswatantra. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires. Grastaridyo. I sit only within the core of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee, even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. So later, a few verses later in this discussion, very interesting analogy the Lord uses about a chaste woman or a chaste wife, how they bring their husbands under control by their service. So the pure devotees are attached to Krishna. They bring Krishna under control by their pure loving service. Text 126. Svabhava kahite Vishnu Vaishnavera Prita Ateva Vedekai Svabhava Charita. Both Vishnu and the Vaishnavas take pleasure in glorifying each other. Therefore the Vedas describe their natural pastimes. Siddhanta Saraswati explains, there is a special significance in hearing the glories of the devotees from the mouth of the Supreme Lord. Both Lord Vishnu and the Vaishnavas take pleasure in describing each other's characteristics. That is why the Vedic literature sings the natural pastimes of Vishnu and the Vaishnavas. Vishnu Vaishnavera Tattva Jeka Hai Paran Se Matalikiyami Purana Praman. Vrindavan Das Virvyas says, I write the glories of Vishnu and the Vaishnavas according to the evidence given in the Puranas. Nityananda Sarupera Evakyaman Chaitanya Ishvara Muni Tanra Ekajan. The thoughts and words of Nityananda Sarup are this: Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord and I am one of his eternal servants. So this is Vrindavan Das Thakur is indicating the thinking, the mindset, the thinking of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and is what he's actually saying. He's accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his Lord, and he sees himself and accepts himself as his eternal servant. So this is Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasavya Vritya, as one Bengali shlok. So Vritya, everyone is a servant, and Krishna is the Ek Ishvara, the supreme one, supreme controller, master and lord and swami of everyone. And we're all to serve him. So this is being taught in this section of Chaitanya Bhagavat, that Nityananda, although he's equally fully Vishnu Tattva, fully the Supreme Godhead, he takes the role of the humble servant, eternal servant of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. His form is Baladeva. And this is the greatest bliss also. He explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sevananda, by being absorbed in service, Nityananda is relishing the greatest happiness and bliss within his mind and heart. So he's always saying this, I am the eternal servant, I am one of his eternal servants. He's saying, Chaitanya Ishvara Muni Tanra Ekajan. He said, Ekajan, I'm one person. I'm not the servant. I'm not the best servant, the biggest servant, the greatest servant, although he could certainly claim that. Lord Balaram Ananta Shesh, Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Sarup, could certainly aptly claim the title of being the greatest servitor of Lord Chaitanya, because he renders so many varieties of service. Or Lord Balaram in Brajadam, he could also certainly boast himself to be the greatest servant because he's serving in Sakiras, in the mood of Atsali Ras, and also in Madhurya Ras, and his expanded Ladini Sarup, Mahabhav Sarup as Ananga Mandri, the younger sister of Radharani, serving Krishna's wish and whim in Madhurya, conjugal pastimes of Brajadam and the kunjas of Braj. So Balaram could claim to be such a great servant, but he doesn't. He says, Ekjan, I'm one of them. There's so many, and I'm one. That's his pride, that I'm one of the servants. So we're also one of the servants of our spiritual master. He has so many, thousands and thousands. So we can be proud that we have some connection, and they were one of the servants, but we can never think we're the servant, or the only servant, or the best servant. Ahar nisha shimuke nahika anya kata muni tanra sehamora ishvara sarvata. Sarvata. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, day and night, no words came from Nityananda's mouth other than, I am his servant, and he is my Lord in all respects. So, Nityananda Prabhu is in this Madhyata. There's Tadhyata and Madhyata. Madhyata Bhav means the tendency or the absorption, the ness, the mindness, to think that the Lord is mine, and Tadhya means I am his. So Radharani is Madhyata Bhav. And Nityananda has this Bhav also. He would often also say, the Supreme Lord is mine. I belong to the Lord. So he had both bhavs, Madhyata and Tadhyata. These would constantly come from the mouth of Sri Nityananda. He did not say anything else. In other words, his swabhav, his nature, his mentality, his abhiman, his swabhav, his nature, his mentality, swabhav, abhiman, his thinking, his feeling, his heart, his actions, everything was, I am his servant, I am the servant, I am the servant. Dasosmi, dasosmi, dasosmi. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Das Anadas. So he's a great teacher, he is a guru, he's a savior Bhagavan. He's a sevak Bhagavan. He's a personality of servitorship. And we must become amshas, part and parcels of the Lord, and part and parcels of his service paraphernalia. Chaitanyara Sangeje Mohare Stutikare. Se mohara britya pahibeka more. Sri Nityananda said, anyone who glorifies me along with Lord Chaitanya is actually my servant and will certainly achieve me. Jai Chaitanya Nittai Chaitanya Jai Chaitanya Nittai Jai Chaitanya Nittai Chaitanya Jai Chaitanya Nittai Jaya Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai, Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga. So this is, he's telling how much happy he is to be glorified along with his master. And he's giving a benediction that Paibeki More, if someone can achieve me, they can obtain Nityananda as their worshipful Lord if they always glorify him along with Lord Chaitanya, his worshipful Lord. Apane Kariyachena Shadbuja Darshan Taraprite Kahitana Esava Katan. Nityananda Prabhu personally saw the six-armed form of Lord Vishambhara. Therefore, I am describing these topics for his pleasure. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is a pure devotee of Nityananda Prabhu, is describing this pastime, Sadbhuj Darshan, simply to please his Lord Nityananda. Paramarte Nityananda Tahana Ridae Donhe Donha Dekite Achena Sunishchai Tatapi avatara anurupa kela karena ishvara seva kebujibe lila seya jay svikara prabhu karyaya pane tahagaya varne vede bharate purane. On a spiritual platform, Nityananda always sees the pastimes of Sri Gaurasundara in his heart. Paramart Ridai, Ridai Dekite. Yet, Sri Nityananda serves Lord Vishambhara by acting in accordance with the pastimes of their incarnations. Ishvara Seva, Avatara Anrupa. Who can understand Nitai's pastimes? The Supreme Lord thus accepts service from himself, as sung about and described in the Vedas, Mahabharata, and Puranas. Je karma karaye prabhu se haya veda tahi gaya sarva vede chari sarva veda. Vrindavan Das Thakur said, The activities performed by the Supreme Lord are called Veda. The four Vedas sing of those activities while avoiding all contradictions. Bhakti yoga vina iha bhujana na jaya jane jana katta kora chandra kripaya. Without engaging in devotional service, no one can understand this. This is known to a few people by the mercy of Gaurachandra. So materialistic people and jnanis and karmis, they can't understand the characteristics of bhakti. But those who have attained the favor of Sriman Mahaprabhu, they can realize the pastimes of Gaur by performing bhakti. Nitya Shuddha Gyanavanta Vaishnava Sakala Tabe Je Kalaha Deka Savakutuhal. Vaishnavas are eternally pure and full of knowledge. Nitya Shuddha Gyanavanta. Their quarreling is simply part of their pastimes. Kalaha Deka Kutuhala. So if you see some differences of opinion, that's simply some lila. Because pure Vaishnavas are eternally full of pure knowledge. And when we see exalted Vaishnavas with differences of opinion, it simply increases the wonder of the philosophy. Differences of opinion are only present among jnanis. But when you see differences of opinions among Vaishnavas, it's simply to expand the variety of their constitutional activities. Iha na bujhiya kon budi nash, eke vande are ninde yai beka nash. If someone who has lost his intelligence and does not understand this worships one and criticizes the other, he will be ruined. Amyarcha yitva pratimasu vishnum nindanjane sarva gatam tameva Amyarcha pado hi twijasya murdhi truyannivadyo narakam prayati. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, quoted in 11th canto, chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. Just as a foolish person who worships the feet of a brahmana and then beats him in the head goes to hell, one who worships the deity form of Lord Vishnu and then disrespects that same Lord who is situated in the hearts of all living entities also goes to hell. Vaishnava himsara kata seta kuka dure Sahaja jivere je adama pirakare Vishnu puji yao je prajara pirakare puja o sif nishvale jaya araduke more. What to speak of being envious of the Vaishnavas? If one causes pain to ordinary living entities, he is considered a fallen, low-class person. Even after worshipping Lord Vishnu, if a person gives trouble to other living entities, his worship becomes fruitless. Such a person suffers unlimited miseries. Purport. If a person is knowingly or unknowingly envious of a Vaishnava who is engaged in the non-duplicitous service of Lord Hari, his degradation is inevitable. Of this there is no doubt. If persons claiming to be devotees of Vishnu are envious of ordinary living entities and give various troubles to them, they are actually far away from devotional service to Vishnu and are not fit to be called human beings. Their worship of Vishnu becomes a source of misery. Those endowed with an absence of jiva daya, which means daya or compassion, mercy four other living entities, and yet proudly consider themselves servants of the Lord, achieve the threefold miseries rather than the devotional service of the Lord. Sarvabhute achena Sri Vishnuna janiya Vishnu puja karayati prakrita haiya. The worship of persons who do not know the Lord Vishnu is present within the heart of every living entity is certainly materialistic. Those who consider that the Supersoul is not present within each and every atom of gross and subtle matter, and those who consider that Vishnu does not exist within the hearts of all living entities, such persons' worship of Vishnu is simply cheating and materialistic rascaldom. Text 1:4-3. Ekahaste jena vipra charana pakkale arahaste dela mare mataya kapale. Their worship is like someone who washes the feet of a Brahmin with one hand and beats him on the head with his other hand. E sabalokera ki kushalakona shane hayachi haibeka buja bhavi mane. Consider carefully. Have such persons ever been benefited, or will they ever be benefited? Purport. Those who discriminate between Hari, Guru, and Vaishnava, and worship one while criticizing another, will never attain any auspiciousness. This is simple to understand. Jata papo haya praja janere himsile tara shata guna haya Vaishnava nindile. Himsa ninda. It is 100 times more sinful to blaspheme a Vaishnava than to be envious of ordinary living entities. The Vaishnavas are very special living entities who have surrendered to the Lord. They're at the very heart of the Lord. The heart of the Lord is the Vaishnava. The Vaishnavas are always in the heart of the Lord, and the Lord is always resting, Govinda Vishram, Vidai, Tamara Vidai, in the heart of the Vaishnava. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that the himsa, prajajana himsa, that pop, prajajana, any living entity to commit, be envious of them or commit violence, himsa to them, is a hundred times worse if you're blaspheming Vaishnav ninda, nindile. This is very bad. So this whole section, he's discussing the principle of seeing the intimate relationship of Hari, Guru, and Vaishnava, and advising us to be very careful. This is one of the main themes of Chaitanya Bhagavat, is Vaishnava behavior, Vaishnava dealings and interactions. By giving the tattva, quoting various scriptures and his own realized statements as Virvayas Vrindavan Das Thakur, his Bengali shlokas are actually Vedic Praman. As he's mentioning, all these points are actually coming originally from Puran, Mahabharat, and other shastras, the Vedas. So he's synthesizing them and presenting them here, and sometimes occasionally quoting from Bhagavatam. But the point is about respecting the Vaishnavas, how careful we have to be and seeing that Krishna is in their heart. So Vishnu, of course, is situated in the heart of every living entity. When we see a Vaishnava, we may think, oh, he's an ordinary person. He looks like anyone else. But the reason they're called Vaishnavas, which is a special position, is because of their inclination towards the service of the Lord is always residing in their heart. Vaishnavas are constantly engaged in the service of the Lord, whereas an ordinary human being who is bereft of the service of Vishnu is simply situated in a mode of passion and ignorance. Vaishnavas are in the mode of goodness. So if one carefully considers the difference that exists between them, then it's understood that by envying a Vaishnava who is engaged in the service of the Lord, that's why it's so severe and the reaction is so great. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that he incurs 100 times more sins or offenses than by envying an ordinary living entity. There's many verses here in this purport. In chapter 5, text 145 of chapter 5, many verses from Skanda Purana and other places. Amrit Sharodhara, Dwarka Mahatmyam, Brahma Vivart Puran, about the disastrous results of blaspheming devotees, to be angry with them and not offering obeisances, not feel joy upon seeing a Vaishnava, and goes to hell. And then an interesting point, it says here in Skanda Puran, one who first respects a Vaishnava, then later insults him, is vanquished along with his family. I often see that sometimes. The people, they show some regard for a Vaishnava, then behind his back or later they speak badly. And then Dwarka Mahatmyam says that those sinful people who criticize Vaishnavas are punished severely by Yamaraj by being sliced into pieces by very sharp swords. Lord Hari is never pleased with the miscreant who insults a Vaishnava. That was from Dwarka Mahatmyam. Brahma Vivart says that those who criticize the devotees lose all the sukriti they accumulated, all the punya they accumulated in 100 pious births. They go to Kumbhipaka hell and are eaten by thousands of worms for as long as the sun and moon exist. He even explains here, if one sees a person who blasphemes the devotees, then the results of all his pious activities are lost. So in Brahma Vivart Puran, Krishna Janmakanda, it's saying that tasya darshana matrena punyam nashati nishchitam. So this is, if you just have darshan, then your punya nash, all your punya is destroyed. Just seeing something blaspheming. So obviously you shouldn't blaspheme devotees, you shouldn't even see a person, certainly shouldn't hear a blaspheme or even see the face of one. Text 146. Shadakari murti puja bhakta na adare murka nicha patitere daya nahikare eka avatara bhaje na bhajaye ara krishna ragunate kare veda vyavahara Balarama Shiva Prati Prita Nahi Kare Bhakta Dama Shastre Kahe E Sabha Janare. Vrindavan Das Thakur continues, those who faithfully worship the deity form of the Lord but do not respect the Lord's devotees, those who do not show compassion to those who are foolish, wretched and fallen, those who worship one incarnation of the Lord and do not worship other incarnations, those who discriminate between Krishna and Ramachandra, and those who have no love for Balaram and Shiva, are according to the scriptures the lowest of all devotees. This is Balaram and Shiva Prati Prita Nahikari Bhakt Adama Shastre Kai Adam, they have no place. Very interesting purport by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So please, everyone, listen attentively and try to imbibe these most perfect instructions from our Param Guru. Those who faithfully worship the Supreme Lord but do not worship the devotees who are engaged in His service and inseparably related to the Lord, those who do not display mercy by instructing the fallen souls who are bereft of the Lord's service, and those who do not display mercy by giving up the association of atheists who are averse to the Lord, are described by the scriptures as low-class persons devoid of devotion. So these are some do's and don'ts that if you, the scriptures say you're very patita, you're murka, nicham patita, you're fallen and low, if you don't worship the devotees, and if you don't show, that's Hari Guru Vaishnava, Jiva Doya, and don't show mercy to the fallen souls by preaching and instructing them, and don't display mercy by avoiding, by the atheists, by avoiding them. This is also a don't. Don't associate with the atheists, but do preach to the innocent. If worshippers of Ram envy the devotees of Krishna, or if so-called devotees of Krishna blaspheme the worshippers of Sri Ram and Sita, Sri Ram Sita, they should not be counted as devotees, but rather as low-class persons. The worship of those who blaspheme the Lord's servants, like Baladev, Lakshmi, Garuda, Vayu, and Rudra, is incomplete. They are considered to be Kanishta Adhikar, and they can easily fall down into material existence. They're called Prakrita Bhaktas, materialistic devotees, and they're considered in the lowest position. All the demigods and demigoddesses pass their time fulfilling their responsibility of serving the Lord, and their entrusted positions are known to this world. Yet their constitutional position as Vaishnavas is not lost. If one, out of material conceptions, disrespects the demigods and demigoddesses, he cannot have devotion to Vishnu. If one accepts the spiritual masters or the demigods and demigoddesses to be devoid of devotion to Vishnu, then he commits offense. So one can actually engage in unalloyed service of the Lord. There's no need to worship any demigods if one's performing pure devotional service, which is enjoined for all of us. But it doesn't allow us to blaspheme the demigods, because the demigods, they're also under the shelter of the Lord. And we need not worship them separately, because it's like pouring water on the roots of the tree. All the leaves and branches are satisfied. So if we simply serve the Supreme Lord, the worship of the demigods is automatically performed. The problem with demigod worship is that if one singles out one demigod and worships one devi or demigod, then the other ones become displeased. But if one worships the one person, the Supreme Lord, then all the gods and goddesses who are actually subordinate to and engaged in Lord's service are automatically pleased and worshipped. Archayam eva haraye, pujam ya shara yehate, natad bhakteshu chanyeshu, sa bhakta prakrita smrita. A devotee who faithfully engages in the worship of the deity in the temple, but does not behave properly toward other devotees or people in general, is called prakrita bhakta, a materialistic devotee, and he's considered to be in the lowest position. Vrindavan Das Thakur continues. Prasange kahila bhakta dhamaira lakshane purna haila nityananda sadbuja darashane. In the course of these topics, I described the symptoms of the lowest devotees. Thus Nityananda became filled with bliss on seeing the six-armed form of the Lord. E nityanandera shad bhuja darashan ihaye shunaye tara bandha vimochan. One who hears the narration of Nityananda seeing the six-armed form of the Lord is freed from material bondage. There's another Shruti fall by the author. Bhayapaya Nityananda karena krandane Mahanari Wahidui Kamala Nayane. After regaining external consciousness, Nityananda began to cry. It appeared that a great river was flowing from his two lotus eyes. Savaprati Mahaprabhu Balilavachan Purnohaila Vyasapuja Karaha Kirtan. Thereafter Mahaprabhu instructed everyone, "Now that the Vyasa Puja ceremony is completed, begin Kirtan." Vaya Prabhu Ragya Savayanandita Chaduke Utila Krishna Dwani Achambita. On receiving the Lord's order, everyone became jubilant. Suddenly the sound of Krishna's name vibrated in all directions. Chodike Utila Krishna Dwani. Nityananda Gora Chandra Nachayekatani Mahamatta Duibhai Karobhaya Nai. Nityananda and Gora Chandra danced together. The two brothers became fully intoxicated and forgot themselves. This, of course, is another prevalent description in throughout the Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's always kirtan, crying, and ecstatic symptoms. And prasad, very blissful description of the Vaishnava's activities. Sakala Vaishnava Haila Anandevi Val Vyasa Puja Mahotsava Mahakutuhal. All the Vaishnavas became overwhelmed in ecstasy. In this way, the ceremony of Vyasa Puja was joyfully performed. Keha Natche Keha Gai Keha Gari Jai Sabe Charana Adari Jai Jayahara Pai. Some devotees danced, some sang, and some rolled on the ground. Sabe Charana Dhari. Some devotees tried to catch hold of the other's feet. Charana Dhari. So this, of course, is devotees on the same level. Prabhupada often would tell the disciples to prevent outsiders from touching his feet. And often he wouldn't allow even disciples to touch his feet because he said he claimed he had to accept the reactions of the sins of those people. But nevertheless, among equals, it is often, you can see, it is a standard behavior out of humility to try to touch one another's feet. So this may go on amongst those of the same rank, but we should show respect for seniors and gurus and not forcefully or sneakily from behind or somewhere try to take the dust to their feet. We could ask, I suppose, if we can touch their feet, if they allow, we can do with great respect and affection. Siddhanta Saraswati comments on this text 157. Sabe Charanadari. All were trying to touch the feet. By taking the dust from each other's feet, the Vaishnavas expressed their humility. So this is, Vaishnavas are always trying to outdo each other with humility. They have a competition to see who can be more humble and take a lower position than the others. This is their competition. But in the material world, people are competing to be number one, be the best. Because of their false ego, they're always demanding respect from everyone and trying to establish their position, pratishta, and their prestige. But amani na mani dena kirtaniya siddhari. Amani, the Vaishnava is free, amani is free from this falsity. He doesn't have any desire to be respected by anyone. They don't endeavor to increase their prestige like materialistic people. It's told in Bhagavad Gita, Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmani Gavihashchani Shuni Chaiva Sapake Cha Pandita Samadarshana. And they, because of the Vaishnava respects the humble knowledgeable Brahmana. And the dog, a dog eater, cow, and ass, they're all equal, samadarshan. But in the material world, people have all this dualistic knowledge. The Vaishnavas, they understand that the Absolute Truth, Lord Vishnu, he's situated in everyone's heart. And he's in every living entity, and he's also in every atom. which are therefore temples of Lord Hari. It's everywhere. We respect the temple. We respect the temple of the Lord. And the Lord in the heart of everyone. Chaitanya Prabhu Ramata Jagatera Ai Nibrite Vasiyaranga Dekina Tatai. The mother of Lord Chaitanya, Ai, or Sachi Devi, is the mother of the universe, Jagatera Ai. Mother Sachi watched the entire incident from a solitary place. So she was watching her sons. She considered Gornitai to be her sons. And she stayed in a somewhat hidden place so she wouldn't interfere. But nevertheless, she was relishing their ranga, nibrite. Nibrite nikunj, or nibrite means secret hiding place. She was relishing their transcendental pastime, ranga, their play. Ranga dekena, she was watching their play. Vishambara Nityananda Dekena Jakane Dui Janamoraputra Hinavasemane. So whenever Mother Sachi saw Vishambara Nityananda, she was thinking, Dui Janamoraputra Vasemane. She was, these two people, these two persons, Moraputra, they're my sons. Vyasa Puja Mahotsava Parama Udhar Ananta Prabhu Se Pare Iha Vani Bhar. The Vyasa Puja ceremony was the most blessed event. Param Mahotsav. Only Lord Ananta is capable of describing it. Ananta Prabhu Varnibhara. Sutra Kari Kahikichu Chaitanya Charita Jete Mate Krishna Gahi Le Haya Hita. I am only trying to describe some of Lord Chaitanya's characteristics. Kichu Chaitanya Charita. Kichu Charitra. Charita. As some, little bit. In sutra way. Sutra kari. By sutras. In the form of codes or sutras. For one is benefited by glorifying Krishna in any way. Hayahita. So one gets, hita gets benefit. Dina avashesha haila. Vyasa puja rangi. Nachena vaishnavagana. Vishwambara Sange. Dina Avashesh. Until the end of the day, the entire day was passed in happiness. Vyasa Puja Range. The Vyasa Puja in the play, the Ranga. The Vyasa Puja ceremony is all the devotees danced in the association of Vishwambara. Vaishnavagan. Paramanande Mata Bhagavatagan. Ha Krishna Balaya Sabe Karena Krandan. All the Bhagavad Gan, all the exalted devotees, sometimes they're called the Vaishnav Gan, the Bhakta Gan, the Bhagavat Gan, all the exalted Vaishnav devotees became intoxicated in Matta with ecstasy, Paramananda Matta, with the topmost ecstasy, transcendental ecstasy, they became intoxicated, and they cried, Balaya Sabe Karena Krandan. Krandan, they cried, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, O Krishna, O Krishna. E matte nija bhakti, yoga prakashya, stirohaila vishambara, sarvaganalaya. After revealing the truth of his own devotional service in this way, Vishambara and his associates became peaceful. So in this pastime, Guru Sunda revealed one of the processes of devotional service by conducting Vyasa Puja. So Vyasa Puja is Archan. And also you can say Padasevanam. Padasevanam is the fourth limb of bhakti, where one worships Tulsi and the Vaishnavas in the holy dham by puja, by prikama, and cleaning and other sevas. Mandir prikama, Tulsi prikama, Trasikosh, Rajmandal Prakama, and Vaishnava Seva, these all come under the category of Padaseva. Of course, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, like Lakshmi Devi, directly. So this is there. But then we also have Archan and Vandanam, offering prayers and worship. So this is Vaishnava Archan, Guru Puja, Vyasa Puja. So this is being shown by the Lord, the worship of his devotees. He instigated it and instituted it. and sanctioned it. Takura pandita prati bale vishambara vyasera naivedya sava anaha sattvar. Vishwambar said to Shivas Pandit, "Now bring the remnants of the food offered to Vyasadeva." Vyasa naivedya. Tatakshanayanilena sarva upahar apane prabhuhaste dilena sabar. Shivas Pandit immediately brought all the foodstuffs before the Lord, apane prabhu, who served everyone those remnants with his own hands. Prabhu haste dilena sabar. Sabha. So dilena, he gave with his haste, prabhu haste, with his hands of his mahabhav haste, because prabhu is Lord Krishna, in the mood and kanti of Radharani, bhav and kanti, in the color and mahabhav, madanakya, madan mahabhav, sarup of Radharani. So his hands are full of mahabhav, his eyes are full of mahabhav, his words are full of mahabhav, his heart, his body, everything is full of mahabhav. So he's serving remnants and filling those remnants of Vyasa Puja full of his own mahabhav. Prabhur hastera dravya paye tatashan anande bhojanakari bhagavatagan. Being served by the hands of the Lord, all the exalted devotees, bhagavatagan, happily honored those remnants, ananda bhojan. I could imagine the dravya, the substances, all the articles and objects, substances, which were presented by the prema-filled hands of Mahaprabhu, were graciously accepted with great bliss, ananda bhojan. In great bliss, they honored those remnants, the bhojan. Jateke achilase badira bitare sabare dakiya prabhu dila nijakari. Then Vishambar called everyone who was inside the house and personally gave them prasadam. So this means the servants and the ladies and others that were not directly taking part in the Vyasa Puja Utsav. Brahmadi paya jaya bhagyahina mane taha paya vaishnavera dasa dasi gane. The dasas and dasigan, the group of male servants and female servants, the servants and maid servants of the Vaishnavas, received that which the demigods headed by Brahma feel fortunate to obtain. So this is rare, actually, for the demigods like Brahma to receive the remnants of Vishnu's foodstuffs, but when they do, they feel great satisfaction. So the servants of the Vaishnavas obtained that supreme mercy which is generally attained by exalted personalities. So Saraswati Thakur says that the servants and maidservants of the Vaishnavas, although they had no, or they were without piety, due to the association of devotees, they attained the Lord's mercy that is rarely attained by demigods headed by Brahma. So this is the fortune. Devotees' lives are shubhada. They make their own lives fortunate by surrendering to Guru and serving Krishna with love and affection and dedication. They become shubhada and kleshagni. It's the first two symptoms of sadhana bhakti, characteristics of pure devotional service. But anyone who contacts them also becomes shubhada. They give fortune and goodness to anyone who meets them or associates with them or even serves them. Even their dasas and dasis, maidservants and servants of the Vaishnavas, although maybe low class or maybe not very pious, but somehow they were pious enough or fortunate enough to be enlisted in the humble service of the Vaishnavas. So by that connection, they were blessed with the supreme mercy, being the recipients of prasadam from Prabhu Hasta, Prabhu Prema Hasta, from the love-filled hands of Vishambara Mahaprabhu. They received the divine remnants from the Vyasa Puja Mahotsav. Esava kotuka jata shiva seragare eteke shivasabhagya kebalite pare. All these wonderful pastimes took place at the house of Shivas. Therefore, who can describe Shiva's good fortune? Shiva's bhagya, balite pari. Who can speak about this bhagya of Shiva's? Imata nana dine, nana se kutuke, navadvipe haya nahi, jane sarvaloke. In this way, various pastimes were regularly performed in Navadvip, but the people were not aware of them. Nahi jane sarvaloke. So many things can be going on in a city or in a place, but the outsiders have no idea. Nahi jane sarvalok. Because the doors were locked, the gates were locked to Shiva Sangam. This is a private party for the pure devotees of the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jana Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Parajuge Gana. Accepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu, actually it says, accepting Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda Chand as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Parajuge Gan. I sing about the Parayuge, their two lotus feet. Nitai Chand. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nitai Chand. Very beautiful name, Lord Nityananda. Nityananda Chand or Nitai Chand. So this ends the English translation of Gaudiya Bhashya commentaries. This is chapter 5 of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, describing Lord Nityananda's Vyasa Puja ceremony and his darshan of Lord Chaitanya's six-armed form.